Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Jeff Gaynor from Inter Engineering. How are you, Jeff?
Well, thank you, Sally.
So tell me, what is Inter Engineering?
Inter Engineering is a consulting structural engineering business, which I started approximately 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we provide engineering design services to anybody who has a property development or refurbishment, where that certification of structural changes are required or structural design is required.
All right. Yeah. What is engineering design?
We tend to, if like, be the hidden part of the design. Most people will go to an architect, for example, for their initial design, their concepts, and the space planning and how it wants to look. We then work with architects and designers to actually make it stand up and be safe, and that's our role in the design process. And we then have to certify that it is compliant with design codes on Australian standards. So essentially, our role is to make sure that what is being designed and is being built is safe and durable.
So every project that is underway or is in the planning process will have a structural engineer consulting?
Most probably. Every project that is in planning or has been designed and constructed will have an engineering certification attached to it. So there will be, at some point in the process, a structural engineer and other engineers involved in that design.
So say there is an instance where there has been a home reno done.
Yep.
By an owner-builder or a homeowner, and they haven't really done things right to code, and then they go to sell the house.
Yep.
Is that where you would come in if they have to have certain parts of that renovation or extension certified?
Yes, we can do that, and we do. That's one of the services that we offer. In those instances, experience plays a large part in that assessment, because a lot of the work is covered up, so you have to sort of be very selective in what you want to look at and what you decide you need to look at, because you can't take the building apart to look at it. So so experience comes into play quite a bit in what we call unauthorised structures, where we've got to retrospectively assess it and certify it, or provide advice as to what needs to be done to get that certification.
So if you've provided certification for something like that, then does the onus come back on you if something does go wrong because you've certified it?
Yes, that's right. So we are anything that we certify, we have to stand by.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are unsure of anything, we all investigate and check. And quite often those instances, we have to do opening up of the roof and investigation of the footings just to make sure that everything is in order as it should be.
As part of that process, if it was available, would you be able to speak to the person who was involved in the construction?
We do frequently. Quite often it's either the owner who's trying to sell, who's done that, done the renovations. And the first thing I ask them is, did you take any photographs? And quite often if they're a very keen amateur builder, let's say, they all take lots of photographs, and others say, well, I didn't think of that, which makes it very difficult then to assess what they've done. Photographs obviously help us a great deal in that context.
Yeah. But would you suggest if someone was planning on doing this, at certain stages to get someone like yourself or your company in to check to make sure it's being done correctly?
Yes, I would. Particularly if you're an owner-builder, when they are... some are very experienced and have done it several times. Others, it's the first time and maybe the only time that they'll do it, and they're trying to manage different trades. It's useful to get the expert eye, particularly when doing things like reinforced concrete suspended floors.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to get that right. Make sure your footings are right. And say, get your soil classifications done up front so you know exactly what you're doing. But the key to any new build is to get the certification first before you start.
Yeah.
And then you know what your problems are going to be.
Exactly, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, there are budgets and you have the budget blowouts and those kinds of things. Mm. So I could see that if you're trying to cut somewhere, that this could be an area where, you know, some people might think, well, we can sort of trim a bit there.
That's right. I think the value of good professional advice, engineering and architecture and other services right at the front can result in savings further down the line, particularly when you come across situations where the design has had to be adapted on site because of the process hasn't been thought through or things are in the wrong place. So retrospectively, trying to change things is very, very expensive.
Mm.
Such as you know that renovations are much more expensive to do per square metre than building a new property for that reason, because there are a lot of unknowns.
Mm. I mean, we have talked about the monetary saving here, but, you know, if your structure isn't sound, then there's a lot of other things you need to consider.
Oh, absolutely. The one thing I would sort of stress is don't skimp on your foundations. When the people are building, because if your foundations go wrong, that's a lot of expense to put it right, and it has a knock-on effect elsewhere in the property. But also, just getting the right design makes it simpler and more economical. So paying for that service at the beginning, I think, is a good investment to make sure that your construction runs smoothly. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when that runs smoothly, you finish early or you finish on time and within budget.
Mm. Yeah. We often hear about, you know, the patio that was sort of thrown up and, wasn't, and then it's fallen down and, you know, often people get injured.
Oh, yes, that's right. And one of the primary functions of the structural engineer in the process is safety. Mm. So the structure has to stand up and be safe and durable. So it has to last for the design life of the building, which is normally, you know, 50, 60 years. Okay. And then also has to be economical as well, because obviously people don't want to spend too much on the structures there. But the sort of comes on to another point, if I may sort of add that in. Buildings have a defined life and they need maintenance. So it is also important for owners for older properties to maintain their buildings, because if the deterioration becomes too extreme, then it's very expensive to repair.
Yeah, because it's quite easy for us to see if a wall needs to be repainted.
Yeah.
But then the bones of the house might be deteriorating. So, you know, that's where you would come in.
Well, that's right. If you're continually having to repaint or your walls damp, there's a problem there that you have to address the problem and try and sort that out rather than trying to paint over it again.
Yeah, I mean, recently I had a friend and their house, you know, maybe 12, 15 years old, but the whole ceiling had collapsed. So,
yes, I've come across that before as well, and that's to do with the way the ceiling is fixed and possibly the incorrect use of the adhesive and fixings. And I've seen whole ceilings just collapse. Mm. So again, it's getting the right trades and experienced people right through the building process to do their right things.
All right. Well, if someone wants or someone needs a structural engineer or some advice in that area, how can they get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with us through the website, and we've got a contact page on there, or they can contact me on my mobile number. I'm quite happy to have a chat with people.
Okay. Yeah. So what is the website?
It's www.interenge.com.au, and my mobile is 0414 345 570.
Wonderful. Sure. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Jeff Gaynor from Inter Engineering.
Thank you.